Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to discuss a potential housing subdivision near Boss Landing Golf Course in Pella. Well, Mike, when it comes to housing in the city of Pella, it's been highlighted as one of the top priorities for the city over the next 10 years. And at this week's Pella City Council meeting, two agenda items really focused on that part. We'll start with maybe the biggest news, and that's the Boss Ridge project and the city's conditional support for that. What is that project all entail, and what is the city tentatively agreeing to as that development starts to move forward?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did approve a conditional letter of support or resolution of support for the proposed Boss Ridge housing subdivision. And before we start talking about the conditional resolution of support, it's very important as we discuss this matter for your listeners to understand what is the current circumstances with housing in our community. In 2015, we conducted a housing assessment for Marion County. We are partners on that project. The housing assessment identified an additional 966 housing units that would need to be built in the Pella area through the year 2025 just to keep up with the current demand. If you look at our existing housing stock, Andrew, that equates to about an increase of roughly 15% in our housing stock. So it's a significant increase that's needed just to meet the current demand for housing in our communities. The dilemma that the city has right now is traditionally when you look at cities and how we benchmark the adequate supply as far as lots, we look at new residential subdivisions in our community. We believe we have less than 50 new residential subdivision lots that are available for purchase in our community. The dilemma that the city has is currently we turn between 15 and 25 building permits for new single-family homes in our community on an annual basis. If the economy is strong, it grows up to 30 to 35. So looking at our existing supply that we have in the community, we have somewhere between 2 to potentially 3 years of supply out as far as new residential subdivision lots. The dilemma is there's a significant amount of lead time that it takes to build a new residential subdivision, and it's approximately a year. So what we approved last night was a conditional resolution of support for a new residential housing subdivision in our community. This is the proposed Boss Ridge subdivision. It's a 45-lot residential subdivision. And to orientate the listeners on where this particular subdivision is located at, it's just north of Boss Landing Drive, and it abuts on T15. And if you were to look at the golf course, it overlooks holes number 3 and 4 on the Boss Landing Golf Course. And so what the conditional resolution of support is that the intent was, Andrew, is to give the developer assurances to proceed through the city's development process, because it's a significant process going through the development process. It also doesn't obligate the city to anything at this point in time. Rather, everything is conditional upon the developer meeting all of the city's legislative requirements. So when we talk about legislative requirements for new residential subdivisions, you're talking about the developer, first and foremost, the city council approving a formal development agreement for the project, the property being rezoned for its intended use, the public infrastructure for the development being built to the city standards and ultimately dedicated to the city of Pella. Now, to get into the inner workings of the proposed development agreement, when we talk about new housing, Andrew, it's very important for the listeners to understand that the number one impediment when you build new residential housing subdivisions is the public infrastructure cost for the development. Generally speaking, when you look at the cost per acre, those costs are somewhere to build public infrastructure to city standards are somewhere between $40,000 and $60,000 per acre. And we're talking about the cost to install public streets, sanitary sewer, water mains, storm sewer, and electrical infrastructure. What the major component of the development agreement includes is what's called a rebate agreement to the developer. And what it entails and involves is the developer would install the infrastructure up front for the development, pay for all the cost up front for installing the infrastructure, and they would dedicate that infrastructure to the city of Pella. And as houses are built in the development, the city would capture the incremental value or the new value of the houses going up in the development, and we would rebate over the period of time. In this particular case, the development is proposed for a 15-year period of time. The property taxes collected on the new valuation or the new homes being built to rebate the cost of the infrastructure. In this case, as it applies to the Boss Ridge housing subdivision, there's roughly $2 million worth of infrastructure cost to build the streets, the water, sanitary sewer mains that will ultimately be dedicated to the city of Pella. What is being proposed is a TIF rebate agreement of $1,450,000 that would be paid back to the developer over time for based off the new values of the homes that are being built in the subdivision. So if you want to look at it simply as this for the listeners, the city is not obligated to pay the developer anything. If there's no houses being built, we're only obligated if we there's actually homes being built in the development, and the city receives property taxes from the development. So from a risk standpoint, most of the risk is on the developer in this particular arrangement. And I would also like to mention as we wrap up that with housing subdivisions, it's also important to note that the city is also obligated to establish funds for low and moderate income housing as a part of this this development agreement. In this particular case, we'll be required to set aside 36% of the property tax revenues collected over time for to benefit low and moderate income families in our community. That equates to roughly $522,000 with that. And there'll be more to come in there as far as potential programs to benefit low and moderate income housing. But overall, when we look at this, housing is a critical need for our community. We have a proposed 45-lot residential subdivision that we think is going to be a direct benefit to our housing needs. In addition, there will be upcoming programs to benefit low and moderate income families in our community.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.